murder which is sweeping the eastern third of the nation is being committed by creatures who feast upon the flesh of their victims.
The world ended, didn't you get the memo?
They're dead, and you're gonna be next.
Wake up! Time to die.
It's a full moon. Beware the moon, and stick to the road. Oops.
I vote we get back to the slaughtered lamb.
Yeah.
You never grow old, Michael, and you'll never die. But you must feed.
My own brother, a goddamn shit-up ambassador. Will you wait till Mom finds out, buddy?
Detail, I guess I forgot to mention. You die, you lose.
This is now the United States of
EMZT Radio.
Welcome to another episode of EMZT Radio. I am Bane Hellborn, sort of solo. Infamous MJ cannot make it. And sitting in for him is my sister, Scorpio Girl.
Greetings, devilish fiends.
So we are going to discuss about the movies where people break down in their cars and one of them leaves and is never seen again. And we're going to talk about why, if your car breaks down in a movie, you're fucked.
As always.
As always. Now, we have a few movies that we can reference that are about cars breaking down and weird stuff happening. Like the ever most famous one, The Hills Have Eyes, 1977 version, and also the remake 2006. So, it's a drag when your car breaks down. You call AAA, pay for a tow truck, and miss out on whatever it is you're going to. But in the movies, it's less pain and more like a freak death sentence. Every scene with a dead engine could literally be replaced with the word doom. This is, we're backing this up with the article from moviepilot.com. So yes, let's talk about The Hills Have Eyes. It's just a family on a road trip until they get tricked into driving through the desert. Since they only had enough gas for what they were told was a shortcut, their car inevitably breaks down, leaving them properly stranded as dinner for the local cannibals in The Hills Have Eyes, who, by the way, happen to be super deformed and mad creepy looking.
Okay, number one, I haven't seen this movie.
Even the old version, 1977?
No, you know me. Hmm. Okay, so I have to think, what did the person look like that approached them to help them? Were they deformed as well, or...
No, they stopped at a gas station convenience store, the last one for miles, and didn't have enough gas. Yeah, he sort of looked normal, but probably missing a few teeth. So, yeah,
stupid. Okay, okay, people. If you're ever given directions to, like, go on a shortcut, all of a sudden you notice you're driving on dirt, you're dumb. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, never take directions from somebody who is missing a few teeth and
looks
weird.
It's not just that. It's a dirt road.
It's a dirt road, yeah.
Are you stupid? What, dirt's going to turn into tar again? Like, really? Come on now. Number one, don't be stupid. Dirt road, no thank you.
Well, The Hills Have Eyes, so this is interesting. So apparently where they were directed to, it's an old, nuclear testing site. So it looks like a little homemade town where these mutant cannibals are living because they lived through some of that nuclear testing.
I'm sure.
So the cannibals, what they want to do is salvage what they can from whatever truck camper.
Oh, I think I did see this. And don't they drive up and it's like, no, never mind. The wrong turn.
No, that's wrong turn. That's another one.
Okay.
That's another that we're going to discuss. But what they do is they salvage what they can from the cars, from the campers, from the RVs, whatever. And they take the children and raise them as their own. Or they eat them because baby meat is good.
Well, okay, I could see that because they got to populate the, you know,
well, and that's that was the other part I was going to get into. If there are women in this group, they keep them for breeding.
Of course they do.
Yeah. So yeah, there's one.
Okay, number one, don't be stupid. It's a dirt road.
Don't be stupid. It's a dirt Check. Road. And say no to the shortcuts.
Check.
Check. This one I didn't see. Did you see this one? Breakdown from 1997?
No.
See, I didn't see this either. It's Jeff Bridges. And they break down in the middle of the desert. But the wife takes off to go get help, but she never comes back. So he goes looking for her.
Okay, number one, if you have to send the female out to get help, you're stupid again. I'm sorry. That, and it's a lot to your masculinity.
Well, because what happens, I believe what happened in this one is they did find someone who stopped to take one of them to a diner.
Oh, okay. I think I remember this. And yeah. She went. Okay.
She went.
Yeah. I saw this one.
But then she never came back. So then the husband goes after to go find her.
Of course.
And to exact some revenge. Anyway, this is not a horror movie, but this is if you're stupid as your stupid friend, Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, I love that movie. I really do.
Yeah, it's a good movie. But this is another where you're friends, but you're not too bright, either of you. And when you break down, one goes off and brings back a little putt-putt-putt-putt. Trades a van for a little putt-putt scooter that barely fits these two guys. Yeah. And doesn't go, what, over 40 miles an hour?
Right. Right? Okay, what do you expect? If you're hanging out with, if you're dumb and you're hanging out with Dumber, yeah. Do the math. Or if you can't, someone will do it for you.
Yeah, and you won't like the result. We have The Purge. Now, I haven't seen that movie.
I haven't seen it either. However, I can just tell through logic that if I remember in part of the movie where it's like in for the next 12 or 24 hours, all crime is legal. Okay, that tells me that the society has broken down to everybody is a criminal just waiting for this time to be themselves.
And it's once a year.
So no one can be trusted ever. So yeah. If you're not heavily packing any type of weapon on you, you are pretty much fucked.
Yeah.
So, and this is what I wanted to share. Okay, if you're going on a road trip, all right, here's the breakdown. First of all, arm yourself with a lot of things. Don't leave it just to one thing. Get creative, you know, taser, machete.
Pack an arsenal.
Something. I mean,
arsenal.
If you're gun crazy, bring more than one. You know, if you're not, as I said, taser, machete, you know.
Baseball bat with
baseball
spikes.
Baseball bat. But just, and keep them handy to where, you know, it's noticeable and you could use it at a whim. Number two, fully stock, you know, food, you know. And we're talking during a time frame of now. So if you don't have a cell phone, come on.
Yeah, you're just...
But, however, if you're broke down in an area that has no cell reception...
Which that's all these other movies.
Okay, so that's the rules. That's part of the... Yeah. All right. So basically, here's... Number one, you're packing weapons, a lot of them, I don't care. Number two, bring extra food and water and stuff like that. Like, your trunk is just going to be your survival kit, all right? Number three, if you are broke down and someone comes up to you, why don't you just crack your window a little bit and tell them to bring back help? And if they don't, you just bring whatever weapon to their, you know...
Yeah, because that's sight. That's also the other case. If you're waiting for somebody to come up and help you, and they're packing heat, or they're packing weapons, yeah.
Make it a fair fight. Make it a fair fight.
No, screw that. Shoot first.
That would be the smartest thing to do. Crack your window a little, tell them to get help. Don't get out of the car. Come on now.
But it'd be a boring movie.
No, it wouldn't, because some crazy wackadoodle is coming up to help. That would be an interesting movie.
House of a Thousand Corpses, 2003. Gosh. Perfect example. Kids were not broke down, but they picked up a hitchhiker.
Yeah. Again, if it's a dirt road, I've seen this movie. They turned off to a dirt road. You drop her butt off at the end of the dirt road.
Or
know?
Don't pick her up.
No. You could pick her up. Just drop her ass off at the end of the dirt road and tell her, well, have a nice life.
Because to be fair, the kids were asking for it.
They were, because they were on a horror or the horror hunt thing or weird and crazy stuff.
They were looking for sideshow attractions.
Okay.
Or attractions. Freak shows, sideshows, whatever. Two teenage couples spend Halloween driving around the country in hope of exploring some urban legends about murder. I mean, come on, guys. If they're such dedicated horror fans, they should know that road tripping ends in disaster. Obviously, their car breaks down, and they're shortly captured by a sadistic backwater family of serial killers. Duh.
And see, that's the thing. Field of Dreams comes to mind. If you're looking for it, it will come.
Yeah. Yeah. So the moral of the story is to stay in your fucking car.
Come on now. Come on.
But yes, if you're going to be road tripping, like she said, pack an arsenal of weapons, pack your trunk full of extra food and water, and maybe get a satellite phone. Those still work. They're expensive as hell, but they still work.
Do satellite phones look like cell phones, or are those bag phones that are hard to find now?
No, they're a little smaller.
Okay.
They remind me of the, like, 80s handheld cell phones, you know, the big ones?
Yeah. Yeah. Another good thing to do is, definitely before you leave anywhere, tell somebody. Yes. And then tell them, if you don't hear from me in a whole day, like, send out for help.
Yeah, send out.
Like, come on.
Well, that's the other part. You're going to need also maybe a CB radio mm-hmm. with you.
Yeah.
A satellite phone. What else? You need stuff for survival. Oh, you're going to need blankets. You need to go find wood for fire for at night.
Fire? Don't get out of your car. Fire? What are you talking about, fire?
Sure.
Don't get out of your car. Okay. Pack blankets and a heavy jacket.
Okay, there you go. Packing blankets. Sorry. But I was just saying fire so somebody could find you.
You know what? Cause a brush fire. That always will bring help.
See, send it.
Burn down the roadside.
Burn down the desert.
Burn down the desert forest, whatever. That will bring help.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. You know what also would probably be a good thing? For people that are familiar with boating and, you know, those boat flags?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like something like that. Like, to put, you know, like tie a something aerial, because you've got to figure, or you know what, bring some paint or a spray can and spray can the top of your car.
Okay,
please help.
You know, all the stuff we're talking about, they're going to need to pack an SUV.
No, just don't go on the road trip, dummy. You want to see the world? Get on the internet. There you go. Why are you driving alone? Like, seriously? You got nobody that'll go with you? You're desperate?
No. In all these movies, they never were driving alone. They always had one or more. House of a Thousand Corpses, there was four of them. Okay. Breakdown, there was two of them. What was the other one? Hills Have Eyes. Dumb and Dumber, there was two of them. Hills Have Eyes, there was a family. Mm. So, I mean, they weren't driving alone. So they weren't being stupid that way.
Okay. Just don't be stupid about people coming to help, because... Yeah. People are crazy out there. Because I'll have to tell you this. I know it's a side note, but when I was in my 20s, my friend and I had to walk down an alley to get to, like, a main road. And we noticed that this guy was, like, creeping behind us. And so I grabbed her hand and I told her, when I tell you, turn around, start barking like a mad rabbit dog, okay? And this was a girl that was, like, really, like, you know, shy and embarrassed easily. And I'm like, I swear to God. So, through my peripheral vision, I kept noticing getting closer and closer and closer. And so I just told her now, and we turned around and we started barking like rabid dogs and spitting and all this stuff. And it really freaked the guy out. Like, he was like, and started walking in the other direction. So, you know, you've really got to meet crazy with crazy. That's my motto. If someone's getting crazy on you, you take it to the next level.
Hey, that's a line from another movie.
Is it? Because that's my motto in life. If you're meeting with crazy, you match it and go beyond it. That's me. I'm good at meeting crazy with crazy and taking it to the next level.
Oh yeah, I can vouch for that. Well, I think we covered this segment very well. Thank you very much for joining me.
Not a problem. I had a lot of fun. So just to conclude, don't get out of your car, pack a lot of weapons, and meet crazy with crazy.
And we'll get into some music now.
Little brave ones have my praise. Death is our love, wicked hearts to be. High in a love, wild one to me. Oh, don't you know, to be free you run. It's only love, it's only
dark love and dance with me, whirling and twirling eternally. We'll dance forever, your hand in mine, along the edge of time. For you and I, now the clock stands still. Our celebration will last until the daylight breaks and fades again, along the edge of time. Remember the past life when we fell in love from the start. The melody playing reminds us death does not part. Our haunting love song echoes from walls filling and chilling these empty halls. We'll dance forever, your hand in mine, along the edge of time. For you and I, now the clock stands still. Our celebration will last until the daylight breaks and fades again along the edge of time. Two spirits in moonlight, we gaze into each other's eyes. The music plays on forever, true love never dies. Remember the past life when we fell in love from the start. The melody playing reminds us death does not part. Come now, my dark love, and dance with me. Whirling and twirling eternally, we'll dance forever, your hand in mine, along the edge of time. We'll dance forever, your hand in mine, along the edge of time. Dance with me eternally.
shines. You showed me regret. You showed me sorrow. I felt strangely content. Walking with death by my side.
And we started off with Stever's Blackguard for her upcoming Blackguard video, Dr. Death and Mr. Vile, China Doll, Calabrese, Drift into Dust, Luke and Wolf, Along the Edge of Time, My Own Sorrow, Carnival of Souls, Resurrection, and 13 Nails, Man in Black. And I can't help playing that one over and over again because it's my favorite. And some shout-outs to the campaigns that have wrapped up. Kings of Khan, they actually made their goal. They're now 174% funded. They still have 21 days left. So go to Indiegogo.com, look for Kings of Khan if you still want to get in on that. Con Man, they finally closed their campaign. They are 735% funded. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Dr. Death and Mr. Vile, they made their goal, and we will soon be seeing their sixth album on CD, which I am getting one, and so is Infamous MJ. I hope that MJ comes back soon after he gets work schedule squared away. We'll be having more sister time with Scorpio Girl. I'm starting a new segment called The Sinister Sisters, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Keep an ear out for our latest EMZT Radio's mini episodes with our newest little guest host, Boom Doom. Those are lots of fun. And stay tuned for another episode of EMZT Radio.
I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
And let me give you some advice. When you leave a man for dead, make sure he's really dead.
Red Rum!
See, back home, I'm a murderer. I'm a freak. But here, among the monsters, I'm normal. I like it here. I want to stay.
Oh, great, Valium. Not only will we be able to get to sleep, but if we're attacked in the middle of the night, we won't even care.